Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
As baby boomers reach their senior years and require more medical attention, the pressure on the elder care industry in this country is reaching a critical impasse and rapidly approaching the elder care cliff. Lou Bassanall, a registered nurse and senior care specialist in Sacramento and owner of Age in Place Sacramento, is working to solve the elder care crisis in Northern California. In conjunction with Stella Ensong, who has created a national program to improve the elder care experience and to lessen the financial impact on corporations whose workforce is struggling to keep jobs while dealing with the challenges that face the elderly. I'm very thrilled that Lou is joining us today. Lou, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you with me today.
Thank you, Pat.
So why don't you go ahead and tell our audience what it is that you do and why you do it?
There is a growing urgent need right now to prepare our elder care healthcare system with the graying of America or graying of our population. Our companies were born out of the need to improve patient experience, client experience, and the outcomes of care recipients wherever they are. Mm-hmm. In my area, I am part of the 100 Nurse Millionaire Program, and I am from Sacramento, California. And part of that mission that we are trying to do, at least in my area in California, is help prepare the cities in my area towards that mission that we are trying to do. So that is what we want to know for the whole world, that what we're trying to advocate for the elder care system is preparing every family, every professional family in our city about the elder care cliff.
Yes. And I understand that totally because, you know, I have a business and I just had, my mother just died this year. And she went through a period where we needed to be extremely involved in her care. And so it does put a lot of stress on the caregiver because you're trying to maintain your position in your company or you, for me, be the owner of this business, as well as make sure that my mom was getting the right care that, you know, was necessary for her. So tell me what you want to do. What's your intention to change it for people like the situation I was in?
So most of our clients are busy professionals, right? Those who have small businesses. And some of them are active retirees who are, we're finding more of them needing dependable care. Because what we teach, part of our advocacy too is family members or children, it's hard for them to play two roles as a caregiver and at the same time, a family member. Uh-huh. And this is where we're finding that most things break down when children try to do both, because it's hard to handle everything that's going on. So that is where we come in. And that is our purpose, that we are able to assist these families through our programs. And we want to bring this too for next year to corporate America. We have all these professional families that are, we know that are juggling both roles. Mm-hmm. And it's affecting companies too in a way, right? The employees' absenteeism, the performance in general, their productivity, which eventually impacts the productivities of these companies.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what is it that you're offering for the company?
Right. So we have two agencies. Our first company is Age in Place Sacramento. This is a nurse-owned, nurse-managed caregiving services, and we're also a chronic illness management service. Mm-hmm. Through that company, what we are most famous for through our three departments is our post-hospital, post-rehab program.
Okay.
These are for people who are coming out of a hospital stay. we are finding that most of their seniors or older adults, they want to skip the nursing home, that gap. Because as we know, after COVID, after all these healthcare crisis and shortage, they're seeing service gaps. Their services are changing after that. So most of these older adults would want to skip that and want to go home. So we understand that a good percent, when somebody is in a rehab facility or they don't move in the hospital, they lose about 3 to 5 days of their pre-hospital level of functioning. So through our program, what we are doing is we're helping those older adults who have lost their ability to walk, to move, or to care for themselves. We help them get back on their feet, right, to get better faster. And then that way they do not return to the acute hospital. Or if we can manage their chronic symptoms at home, they thrive wherever they call home, be it at their, you know, independent facility or at their house.
Yeah.
So that's one part of what we're doing. In conjunction with that program, we are finding a lot of distant family caregivers. Children live in a different state and mom is in California. Yeah. So we have these care management and care coordination services, or most commonly known as well as care navigation. And that goal is to make long distance caregiving more gratifying and less stressful, less overwhelming for the distant family caregiver.
Yes. Yes. So, what about going into the corporations? What is it that you're offering to the corporations to help make this better for them so that they don't lose the productivity of the caregivers, et cetera?
So in corporate American caregiving, that's one that we're advocating for next year. Currently, what these companies have is the EAP program. You've probably heard about that, employee assistance program. When I had to help my neighbor use that program, we called in the EAP, we're given a number, and somebody was assisting us, and we were giving a long list of resources and stops right there. Yeah. We didn't know what to do. If I wasn't there available to my neighbor to guide them on what to do, that's all EAP could give us.
Yeah.
Here's a list of caregiving companies, or here's a list of transportation that you guys can use, and then it stops there. And for somebody who works and who has children and has a busy family life, that is not too helpful. A list is not too helpful for all of us. So what we are trying to do and what we are doing for corporate American caregiving is we want to bring these services to the companies to say, here, and we're advocating and empowering them that it doesn't stop. We want to incorporate this on the EAP program to say that you're not just getting a list. These are education, informative when you say, helping them planning for care as well. So it just doesn't stop in the list. It doesn't stop there. We want to be able to have these families say, okay, I'll call this number. And we know what resources are available for them. And they actually speak to the right person and they can direct them to the right care. Otherwise, a list of 20 companies for caregiving doesn't really help.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing. We're helping corporations get in example, in my area through the city, right? The human resources department, the councils, a lot of busy families and professional families. So we can bring those services to them. That way they do not get lost in the minutiae of resources that's out there.
Lou, why don't we have Stella Ensong, the founder of Care Work Learn, join us for a minute to just explain more about why she created that platform.
Perfect. That's a very wonderful idea.
So we have a special guest joining us too today, and her name is Stella Ensong, and she is the actual creator and founder of Care Work Learn. I thought it might be great to hear from her about why she's doing this and what you can expect to see on this platform. Hi, Stella.
Hello, Pat. Nice to be on the show with you.
It's great to have you.
Thank you. So Care Work Learn is a platform that resembles a care manager in your wallet, in your purse, or on your phone.
Okay.
It's the platform you want to be on if you are either a family caregiver, the HR director, the work-life balance coordinator, the CFO of an organization, or anyone interested in creating a family-friendly company. Mm-hmm. Here is why Care, Walk, Learn is a good thing, and here's why I created it. America is facing an elder care cliff. But everywhere you look, you will find some kind of an app that says, if you need help, tap here. Or if you need support, call your EAP. And that's good. The challenge that many people have is they have this information. Now, what do they do with it? How do they take this information that they have been given, either through the app or through the list from the EAP, and actually move it practically so it makes an impact, it solves a problem, it lowers absenteeism, it increases presenteeism, it helps work-life balance, and most especially, how does it help the aging person or the care recipient feel good? So Care, Walk, Learn is the platform where you do all of this, but you do the most important thing, and that's missing in many places, which is planning. Mm-hmm. We know that when we plan, we save time. When we plan, we save money. Mm-hmm. When we plan, we have better outcomes. So Care, Walk, Learn allows an employee to, one, identify where they are on the caregiving continuum. Two, to plan for the needs that they have. Mm-hmm. Create the plan that they can actually use. Have all the tools to make it work for them so that they have work-life balance. They show up for work. They are engaged. They are well. And they can carry multiple roles, balance it beautifully, and make life wonderful. So it's our call to action for organizations to consider having their employees utilize Care, Walk, Learn. We love to say that when you care for your employees, they will care for your business, and then your business will care for itself.
Perfect.
It's the Great. Only platform that allows a family caregiver who's an employee to plan. That's the element missing everywhere else. Plus, managers of organizations can actually get training and to know how to supervise those caregivers who are family caregivers, to find resources for them, to coach them, to encourage them, to support them.
Yeah. Fabulous. Excellent. So that is at careworklearn.com, correct?
Correct.
Great. Good. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You are very welcome, and we thank you for your support.
So companies can actually sign up on Care, Work, Learn website, correct?
And companies can sign up, family members.
Oh, their individual employees will sign up.
Right, right.
Yes. And then they have access to be able to call and to the training programs and whatever else they need. And to find, they can find a resource there too, right?
And the agencies that will be part of the Care, Work, Learn are actually vetted by us.
Yes.
That way we can guarantee the quality of the access that the families will receive.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you see this happening within the corporation then?
So within the corporations, what we are wanting to do is through their HR. Mm-hmm. It is through the HR companies and directly through the EAP programs. That's our target, to be able to connect them to us. Usually, we know how currently in HR companies, they have this presentations about care,
yeah,
and then caregiving, right? That's through them. Then that's how we are going to access those resources.
Yes, right. So corporations need to learn about this so that they can get signed up with you guys, right?
And corporations also, if they're doing their math really well in the data, they know that by empowering their employees, by giving them more resources, especially in caregiving, it impacts them positively in a way, because these are employees that corporations need to take care of. If family matters break down, you know that affects the work performance as well.
Yes.
They lose people. They don't go to work on time. They work, but their focus, right, is not at the job. So the productivity is ultimately affected.
Yes, right. So that's how it benefits the company, is to make sure that everybody's taken care of well, so they aren't bringing their stress to work.
So, correct. Right.
And then the person is benefited, the employee is benefited because they have these resources now and they know that their loved one is getting the right care. Correct.
Peace of mind that when they're at work, somebody's taking care of their loved one in the home.
Yeah.
And peace of mind for the company too, that employees are productive, right? Which in turn affects their profits and productivity and their revenue in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. So your intention is to go into corporations and make presentations about this, or how do you plan on spreading the word?
Correct. So right now we are in talks with the mayor's offices locally in my area, and the connections that we made through there, that's where we're going to start off, through our public offices, right? Because that's where most small business owners are.
Yes. Exactly.
That is where most of the busy employees are. Right. Yeah. Through the mayor's office.
Yeah. Okay, great. Good. Well, is there anything else that you think that we should know?
In general, I just wanted to convey that as the year 2030 comes, that is where we are preparing for actually, and that's only in a couple of years.
Yeah.
We have a big gap now of caregiving, care resources and services. Because just analyze this, how long does it take, or how a nurse takes about 4 to 5 years to graduate and to get experienced, right? And then how many patients or how many seniors are turning 65 a day? Our gap is too broad. To be a certified nursing assistant, at least in California, you have to, I believe, have 6 to 8 weeks and then do an exam. That is not enough to keep up with the demands of the population.
Yeah.
My parents themselves, you know, by 2030, that is when we expect the oldest baby boomer to turn 85. And we have employees too. We have people working in these big corporations that are working longer.
Yeah.
And their loved ones are getting older, 95, 94 year old. So this is something that we have time to prepare, but definitely there is a need. Right. There is a born need out of this. So that's where we are coming from in terms of advocating and preparing. Our system, our healthcare system is overwhelmed. Corporation, and it's a domino effect too, for the corporations to the families.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's our main challenge.
And 2030 will be here before we know it.
Very short. Shortly. Yes.
Yeah. One thing that I always ask everybody that's on with me is, what are 3 traits that you think people need to exhibit in order to be successful?
Okay. So the top 3 things that come to me is, the first is having high performance habits. You know, there's a cause and effect associated to habits. Habits can be a cause of your wealth, of poverty, happiness, sadness, good health or bad health, right? So habits require focus. And for us who are business owners, we must consciously choose to do that habit to build our performance. Mm-hmm. Through that performance, we build our momentum, right? In business, in personal life as well. So basically, good habits would move us towards our goal.
Yeah.
So that's one. Having good performance habits, high performance habits. The second one is mentorship. Mm-hmm. The right mentor will keep your business relevant in the industry. Mm-hmm. Because on my end, the senior industry is dynamic. It's always changing. And it's the only way to continuously evolve, to grow, and to stay relevant is through learning.
Yeah.
And one secret to success is to become a student of your own life, right? Always learning.
Yes.
And I know that you probably heard about this when people say that success is guaranteed to those who have good teachers or great teachers. Mm-hmm. So the right mentor to me does more than influencing your life. The right mentor helps you become or participates basically in your active daily life by teaching you what to do or not to do. So it's a shortcut, right?
Yes.
And it's a fast track to your success.
Yeah.
Having the right mentor. It has to be the right person, right mentorship.
Yeah.
The third for me is mindset and clarity.
Awesome.
You have to know where you are, what's your value, your strengths, your weaknesses, and where you want to go. Mm-hmm. When we have clarity, we can discern what works or what doesn't work for companies, right? Mm-hmm. Any incongruences that occur between your decisions and then the team member. So, but if we don't have clarity, if our goals are vague, mm-hmm. we'll either achieve it or maybe we get something close to it, but never what we intentionally want.
Yes.
So, right. And it's always easy to say that it's very easy to build the wrong business, or it's very easy to have results, but are those the right results that you intended to? So those are my top three things.
Yes, very good. And do you have time for fun in your life? What do you do for fun?
I do for fun. I do mini getaways.
Yeah, do you? Okay.
It allows me to think. You know, when you're not out in that, when you're in a different environment, it allows you to think outside of the box and reflect as well.
Yeah.
And for me, the most important one is having time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you say, we're balancing a lot of things. And by having time, it allows you to replenish. It allows you to have time for yourself. That way you can reevaluate or reflect.
Yeah.
And everything that, you know, all our goals and all our projects.
And how do you make time for yourself?
For me, I block certain schedules and at a designated time of the week. For example, every Wednesday off. Middle of the week is not the busiest, right? And then after a couple of weeks, a couple of days as a time off, mandatory.
Yeah.
That way you can sit back and look at everything to have a different eye view. When you're rested, you can make wise decisions, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Good. So is there one last thing that you would like to say about Care, Work, Learn, or the whole initiative to try to help us be prepared for 2030?
There is still a lot to do. There is more to do. And however, through our program, there's a lot of people like me, a lot of nurses like me, who have the same intentions, who have the same motivation to be part and to prepare for that 2030 graying of the population. Care, Work, Learn is the best platform that we will utilize so we can condense and streamline all this information. That way, everybody who uses that platform is helped correctly and gets the assistance that they need. That is the key. When they are empowered, when people or families know what they need, and when they are empowered with information and resources, they make the right choices for their loved ones.
Yeah, that's perfect. And the corporations can save money in the end too.
Right. If you take care of your staff or the employees, it's a ripple effect.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Well, thank you so much for being with me. I really enjoyed hearing about what's going on.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit SoarToSuccessMagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.